Defenestrate Media and The Left Show present Batshit Crazy with Jason Williams. A weekly look at the most outrageous, wacky, backwards, twisted, and goofy political news of the week you thought you'd left behind. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your pseudo-celebrity commentator, Jason Williams.
Welcome to Batshit Crazy. I'm Jason Williams. One of the topics you never hear enough about in an election year or any time at all when a politician's mouth is open is the magical fairy pixie dust that is the small business. Oftentimes cited as the savior of our economy in down times. We've heard a lot from both Senator Mike Lee and Senator Orrin Hatch about small businesses being what we need to get back on our feet. And these small businesses just can't function inside the regulatory burden that is having to have a business license or something like that. Taking a look at this, it sounds great. And we're so used to hearing it, it's rarely questioned. But questioned it was. Bloomberg government briefing released just this week by Bloomberg News. It gives a different perspective on that. Give you some of the numbers from this crowd of nearly mythological saviors we never hear enough about from especially the GOP, but even Democrats. Democrats, you guys fall for this one too. Some of the actual numbers here. From the 2008 census, about 61% of businesses are businesses smaller, with less than four workers. More than two-thirds of the American workforce, however, is employed by companies with more than 100 workers. Even if you define small business the way the federal government does, which is 500 employees or less, more than half of the workforce under that definition is employed by large business. And it gets even worse when you start looking into the actual numbers from payrolls and compensation. According to the Bloomberg government report, 57% of total compensation is paid out by companies of 500 or more employees, i.e. not small businesses. Most of that's coming from companies. Get this, most of that compensation throughout the nation is coming from companies with 10,000 employees or more. New research by the Treasury Department, Bloomberg reports, finds that small businesses, again, defined by the federal government as those with income, business income between $10 million, $10,000, and $10 million, or about 99% of all businesses that exist under that definition. Those businesses, the Department of Treasury finds, account for just 17% of business income, and only 23% of those businesses pay any wages at all. So, does small business actually fuel job growth? Is small business actually what will dig us out of the economic slump that we're in? The numbers make it seem unlikely. The politicians make it seem like our only option. Making matters even worse, many of these politicians, Senator Orrin Hatch and Senator Mike Lee as examples again, are defining small business owners as people with take-home of $1 million personal take-home. Just look around you for a second. Think of all the small business owners that you know. Do you know any small business owners with $1 million plus personal take home from their business? Most people don't. What does that tell us? The policies being proposed by Republicans and by lawmakers at large that are supposedly going to save us from the economic slump that we're in again are tailored towards many of the same businesses that are stagnant right now. This isn't a genius plan for economic recovery. This is a handout to campaign donors, and it's a talking point that sells well with voters. Most of all, when it comes to economic policy, it's just batshit crazy. I'm Jason Williams.